Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Appreciate you being with me today. So glad that you're with me. Always thankful to know that there are people that are listening to this podcast who are learning the Word of God. And by learning the Word of God, you grow in your relationship with Him. And so that's the goal of this podcast. We always love to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin. So if you will, pray with me and let's ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We know that by hearing your word, we grow in our faith, our trust, and our relying upon you for everything that we face in our lives. And so today we ask that you would bless us with your presence, that you by your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives may be pleasing to you. We bless you. We thank you for your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Paul Writes to the Wives, and it's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, and verse 18. Paul the Apostle wrote to the church members in Colossae concerning their relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ and with one another as they related to him. They were to put on charity and allow the peace of God and the word of Christ to dwell within them. And their hearts were to be filled with thankfulness and gratitude for Jesus. In chapter 3 and verse 18 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul began to be more specific concerning their relationships with one another as he began to write to them about marriage. His first instruction is to the wives, where we read, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord." The verse begins, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands." Let us notice first of all to whom this verse was written. To the wives. Paul has narrowed his attention toward the women in the church who were married. It is as though he is speaking directly to them at this point. His directive was submit yourselves, which means to arrange under, to subordinate, be subject to, or yield to your own, or pertaining to oneself, one's own, or belonging to oneself, husbands. The idea was to come under the authority of their own husbands and not someone else's. We must remember there were false teaching and heretical Judaizers and Gnostics who were among them, and they loved to exercise authority over anyone who would allow it. The verse continues, "as it is fit in the Lord." Paul gives the reason wives were to submit to their own husbands. As it is fit, or come up to, arrived at, reached, do, or duty to do in the Lord, which means within the bounds of the relationship with the Lord Jesus. Paul saw the relationship of a wife to her husband as a reflection of the relationship the wife had with the Lord. It was fitting that she demonstrate her submission to the Lord through the relationship with her husband. This is a very controversial verse in our day. The idea of submission is not one that anyone relishes, and the wives who have been abused in their present or past marriages especially struggle with this. We must remember that the scriptures are divinely inspired. And Paul wrote as he was directed by the Holy Spirit. So in reality, it was God who gave this directive to the wives. This is why it is fitting in the Lord, as submission to a husband was a reflection of submission to the Lord. God knows men. And he knows how men like to be in control even when they are not in control. When a woman submits to her husband, she plays into one of the very core, or she acts according to the very core of her husband, who is, and harmony between them is gained. Of course, this never condones abuse of any sort from a husband, and there is much more to say to him. But we shall take that up in the next verse. For now, let us meditate upon the fact that God knows the most about relationships and marriage. And he gave this instruction through Paul the Apostle. May the Lord bring us all to the understanding of his words. Next time, Paul continues to write to the Colossians about marriage and addresses the husbands. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.